Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
You know how some Mondays it's like always talk about sports? Because it's like, oh man, this is great. This team, that team.
This
was the Nashville beatdown this weekend when it comes to Tampa Bay sports. So the Titans beat the Bucks yesterday.
Got it.
Heartbreaking game. Saturday night, the Nashville Predators beat the Lightning. Usually we love Nashville, right? Usually we're all about Nashville. But this weekend when it comes to sports, Nashville just had their way with the Tampa Bay teams. Kevin was lighting me up on text yesterday. He was angry at the refs.
He is not happy with the refs.
He was angry at Rashad Perriman. He was angry at everybody.
He quit. He runs into he's tackling our own running back.
Yeah.
He should be cut.
Oh.
Cut.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Still angry.
I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
He's not good.
On Twitter last night after, I was just saying, Kevin, that the Lightning lost to Nashville on Saturday night.
3-2 in overtime.
And usually we love Nashville. I mean, it's a country music mecca.
100%.
It's a great town.
Yes.
It's where all these stars live, and we love it, but not this weekend.
No. So.
Yeah. I have a question about the ref situation, because Kevin's already filled me in on the whole thing.
Oh.
If the refs weren't so bad, would it have changed the outcome of the game?
Maybe. You don't know?
The Bucks would have been leading with 4 minutes to go.
Well, had they kicked the field goal.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, they would have been leading. It would have been a touchdown.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they'd been up by a field
goal. They would have been up by three with four minutes to go.
Correct.
Well, now
I'm not saying they would have won, but they would have been leading, and the whole game changes at that point.
Yep.
You never know what happens.
Yeah, frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, you just hate it that the game's put in the hands of the refs. I mean, that's what's tough. When they miss the call completely.
He was fired up on text yesterday.
Oh, I can tell.
He was lighting me up.
He talked to me about it. And you know, I don't even watch it. I don't even know what's going on.
But what were his passion level this morning? Still with the Bucks? What was it?
Oh, fired up.
Man. Hang in there, Kevin.
And he's not wearing his Bucks stuff. You know, usually he wears his
Bucks. I don't wear
that
stuff anymore.
They're 2-1. He had it on last Monday.
He did.
It's not over yet. It's getting close to being over, but it's not
over.
Now.
Oh, it's over.
11-5, I'm calling it now.
Okay.
7:40 this morning.
They're playing at Seattle this weekend.
11-5, calling it now. Going on a run. Turning the tables. 7:40 this morning. We got Old Dominion tickets. And that show is not in Nashville or anywhere close. So we can be excited about it. 7:40, your shot to win. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
There's Blake. God's Country. 99.5 QYK. I tell you, I'm so excited for Halloween. It's this Thursday. Isn't that crazy? This Thursday?
Yes. Halloween.
All right. So I'm so excited because, you know, bonfires and just, I don't know, just that cool weather, candy, trick-or-treating,
well,
the
kids.
Well, I
don't know about the cool weather, because we're supposed to set a record high of 89 degrees
so
on Halloween.
That's what I'm saying. Like, now, I checked the forecast this morning, and I'm like, wait a minute, what? So, we're going to be close to 90 today, close to 90 tomorrow, upper 80s the end of the week, including, obviously, Thanksgiving. So,
or Halloween.
Halloween. I don't know why I keep saying Thanksgiving.
Halloween already came too fast. Let's not jump to Thanksgiving.
It's going to be 90 degrees on Thanksgiving.
It might be.
It might be. So just a heads up with the kids, because we're having to make some edits, some Halloween costumes and stuff.
We're going to have to cut some sleeves off.
Yeah, cut some sleeves off. And
wear flip-flops.
Yeah, readjust some coverage on the head and, you know, just kind of figure it all out. So just a heads up to y'all out there. We're looking at upper 80s, so trick-or-treating, you'll definitely be in the low 80s, upper 70s, but very humid. It's going to be a humid, muggy week. So, I know. I'm so bummed out. I'm so excited. Ready to go.
So what happens now? Because you always do, don't you guys do bonfires and stuff?
Yeah.
You're not going to do that in 90-degree weather, are you? Is that even legal?
It shouldn't be.
Yeah, I don't think
that. If the kids ask, I'll do it, because it's like a tradition.
Yeah.
You know?
It's gonna be so hot.
I know.
It's gonna be 90 and then add the fire to it.
It's gonna be melting.
Not what you're thinking of 90 degrees, a big open pit bonfire. It's just not something that's on your mind. But heads up, that is what the weather looks like. Next week, long range, we cool off a little bit.
Ooh, so,
but what's a little bit?
Like, you know, we're about 10 degrees above normal this week. 10 degrees, that's a lot.
It is.
Just think
about it. It should be around 80.
Yeah, and think about it. The nights, we're in like the mid-70s. We should be in the mid-60s. Ooh, that's nice.
I know. You can have the windows open.
That's bonfire.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe something will happen. Maybe Mother Nature will wake up. I don't know. Something. But heads up, that's temperatures for this coming week, Halloween on Thursday.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
All right, here we go. Halloween this Thursday, so all the Halloween pranks are going to start up. That means Luke Bryan's wife is on the prowl. And Luke says that his wife loves this time of year, and he's describing one of the pranks his wife pulled on him.
My wife bought those little things where the witch taps on the glass. Well, so I'm at the house, like, I get home off the road. It's like 12:15 at night, and I'm brushing my teeth, and I hear something go. And this witch, you stick it to the outside of your glass, and I look up, and there is a witch tapping, and yeah, so... That's what my wife does to me during Halloween.
Luke seems thrilled about that, and it sounds like he can't wait for the next prank. He goes, yeah, so that's what my wife does.
I love it. She gets into Halloween, decks out the house. It's great.
Yeah, he's out on the road all weekend. He comes home, he's brushing his teeth, probably exhausted, and she starts pulling Halloween pranks at 12:15 in the morning. Sounded thrilled. Carrie Underwood's mom is a rapper. This is unbelievable.
What?
Yeah. So, you know, Carrie on her song The Champion, Ludacris is a part in that. He's got a rapping part. He was unavailable for her show in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but her mom was available.
Stop.
So her mom decided to get on stage and rap.
Say it's for the courage I possess through the drama. A is for the hurt, but it's all for the honor. A is for my attitude, working through the patience. Money comes and goes, so the M is for motivation.
This is Carrie's mom. I don't think Ludacris has anything to worry about losing his part on that song or any other songs coming up. So,
hey, I'm impressed. I would have ran out of breath.
Oh, my God. I'm running out of breath just listening to it. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? So congratulations to Carrie's mom, who's now a rapper.
That is so cute. What an awesome moment.
Well, you know, I think it too. You know, your daughter's a big star. And so, you know, but then you look at, like, you know, what other moments can we have together? You've already raised such an incredible woman, and she's achieved so much. But what else can we do together? Rapping on stage, that was a first for him.
There you go. Another, I'm sure she'll never forget it.
Never forget it, and neither will we, I don't think.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
There's Kenny, somewhere with you, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Oh, this story, I tell you, in the beginning it broke my heart, and then it got so nice, and I just love when you have kids and you have parents who are heartbroken for their kids, and then something great happens. Listen to the story of this girl who nobody showed up at her birthday party.
Oh, I always hate those stories.
I know, but the mom was devastated. The mom did a great thing because I know it's, I mean, that's got to be embarrassing to post. I had a birthday party for my daughter. Nobody showed up. And we'll let the story pick up from there.
Heartbroken when she saw her little girl celebrating her birthday alone, watching and waiting for friends to arrive, but they never did.
She was bouncing it by herself. So you don't want her to stand there and bounce by herself all day.
So this mom shared her sadness on Facebook. No one showed up to my three-year-old's birthday party today. If anyone wants to bring their kids, there's a bounce house. Well, that post spread like wildfire, and Paisley's party was quickly packed with people.
Every time there was more kids coming, she was excited, and she said, look, Mom, more kids. So she might be a little quiet, but she's definitely enjoying herself and thankful.
Oh, man. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, the photos are great, too, because the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, they all started showing up in their cars.
The lights and sirens, and yep, made it a big deal.
Yep, and all in their uniforms. So cool.
Gosh, and it's so great the mom, you know, because obviously that's tough to write that. You know, it's tough to write that. Nobody showed up for my daughter's birthday party, but I'm glad she did. And then to everyone else who took the time, you know, they already had things going on and say, let's go to this little girl's birthday party and do that. So
yeah.
I think that's really, really good. So, and of course, to the deputies that showed up too. So, see, Mondays are awesome because you get stories like that.
Oh, I love that story.
It's a great story. It's 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
Keith Urban, that's We Were, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, weekend in a country song, and we're just 30 minutes away from those Old Dominion tickets. Kevin, Pitt tickets for Old Dominion? Wow. I mean, that's, I mean, you were there. That's awesome. So that's 30.
This concert is Friday.
I know. I know. This Friday is great.
Great.
So Old Dominion, we'll have that for you in 30 minutes on 99.5 QYK. Right now, the weekend in a country song. What country song would best describe your weekend? Text us yours. Also give us a story, 800-992-1099. Here's mine right here.
But it can buy me a boat.
Man, Friday night, I was at the Tampa Boat Show. I text my wife. I said, I don't know that I'll be home. Dude, even like those 25 or 30-foot boats, you could live on those now.
Oh, yeah.
They got this one thing. I'm just telling you right now. If you can't tell, I'm super excited about what's going on here at the boat show. They've got this thing. It's like a couch on the boat. You hit a button, it spins around. I don't know why.
Why do you need a spinning couch?
Don't worry about it. You just do.
You need
a spinning couch.
Out of all of the things on a boat, that was what was impressive to you?
Plus, there were lights coming out of the bottom of it.
Of course there were lights.
You're like 10 miles out in the Gulf at night, and you got a spinning couch with lights coming out. Are you kidding? This was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. It's funny because this woman was walking by with her husband, and he goes like, wow, look at that. And she goes, why would you ever need that? He had no answer either like me, but it's just cool. So, Tampa Boat Show Friday, that's how I did my thing. It was awesome. It was unbelievable.
Do you want a boat now? Oh. I mean, like, even more than you already
did. I used to have a boat, and I promised I'd never get one again because it's a lot of upkeep. You got to do it right.
Yeah.
But I got to get a boat at some point. It was just awesome. Gosh, the stuff in there. You could live there. You could live on these little boats. Just fantastic.
With all five kids? Or?
Yeah, we could figure it out. We'll have to figure it out. I don't know how, but we will. So, and then yesterday, I had a man weekend. I did the boat show Friday night, and then yesterday, Tyler and I, we had a man day. 12 years old. He's 12. We went shopping, and then we went to Krabby Bill's on Indian Rocks Beach, and he destroyed a big grouper sandwich, and just had the hot weather and the breeze. Oh, it was great. We did that before all the football games yesterday.
Oh, a father-son weekend.
Yep.
Love that.
That's my weekend in a country song. Here is the next song.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I don't care how old that song is. It's so good. Gosh. You just start bouncing your head, you know?
You do kind of start. It's almost like you're on a horse. You're
right.
Like, all right,
I know.
On the road again.
Kevin, you're on the road again?
On the road again. We went to Orlando to visit with my sister-in-law, the new nephew, who's a month old, and had a great weekend. Spent time in the pool, and yeah, it was great.
Good job,
enjoyed
buddy.
It, yeah. Watched football, yeah. Just hung out by the pool all weekend. It was great.
How'd the football park go?
USF won on Saturday.
Hey,
that was good.
45-20,
yep.
So that was good news.
Just want to end it there. You don't want to talk about
Sunday. No, we don't need to talk about
Sunday
the Bucs.
Sunday was awful.
Don't talk about the Bucs.
That's right.
We don't
all
need
right,
to go there.
2-5. All right, Melody.
Wait, what did I just hear?
Huh? My allergy's kicking in. I'm just like, sorry. I don't know what's up. Here's Melody.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever.
Oh, this is nice.
Forever and ever, amen.
Yeah, but picture zombies, make it kind of scary and eerie, because that was my weekend. We went to a Halloween party.
This isn't really a Halloween song, but
yeah, but hold on, hear me out. It is kind of creepy if you listen to it.
I'll be faithful.
Like someone is about to get murdered, you know?
I've never taken that out of Randy Travis.
I'm going to love you
forever. Hold on.
Have you seen those Chainsaw Massacre movies? There's always like a country song playing on the radio in the background or something.
As they're driving
right
through
before
a town,
yes,
right before their tire blows or
yes,
the gas station's broken.
100%. Are you with me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Because my brother had a Halloween party at his house on Saturday, and Brian and I needed to come up with some last-minute costumes. And so we ended up, we were going to be one thing, but we switched it up.
What did you wind up being?
We ended up being a bride and a groom, but it was Till Death Do Us Part. So we were like zombie.
Ooh,
bride and groom.
Zombie, yeah.
That's why I went with the Forever and Ever, Amen.
Because even beyond the grave, you were still
yes,
married.
Yes, we were still chained. We had a chain. Brian's like, do I have to keep this on all night? I don't want to be chained to you.
That's
I said,
a
well,
fair
we got
question.
Married, so
that is a, that
too
is,
late.
No, that's a fair question.
Too late.
No, he needs to know. We
yeah,
need-
right. If you want to be chained to anyone at a party, it is me. Because you're going to have a good time.
Okay, well, there you go. He's in. He's locked in. Literally, he's locked in.
He's locked in for life and beyond.
Oh, my gosh.
Forever and ever. Amen.
All right, folks, there it is. Weekend in a Country Song and Beyond the Grave. Jason Aldean is on 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
It's official. It is official. By the way, 7 minutes away, Old Dominion pit tickets, 7 minutes, 99.5 QYK. But here we go, the most popular Halloween candy. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. What do you think it is, by the way, Kevin?
I'm going to go Snickers.
It's safe. What do you think, Melanie? That's a good one.
I would say Reese's Pieces.
Ooh. Oh, they're great.
Aren't they?
Chocolate and peanut butter. Plus, it was an E.T. That was great.
That's true.
So a website called CandyStore.com, they released this annual study, most popular Halloween candy. They do this in every single state, but overall in the country, the number one most popular Halloween candy is Skittles.
Skittles.
Ooh. You know what I think? If it's there's no chocolate in it, it's not candy. That's how I feel. Skittles is a fruit.
Okay, well, Skittles is definitely not a fruit.
It's a fruit.
But I'm with you.
Taste.
Yeah.
It's not the first thing I think of when I think of Halloween candy. I think of those little mini Three Musketeers bars, Reese's Cups, that kind of stuff.
Rounding out the top five, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, not pieces, peanut butter cups, which are great too. M&M's, regular, by the way, I checked. Regular, not this peanut, which I think the peanut are better, but...
Yeah, but they have to be careful because so many kids have allergies. When you're giving out Halloween candy, they say not to get the peanut one.
That's true. Snickers. Aren't there peanuts and Snickers?
Yes.
Well, got to be careful of that, too.
Oh, yeah.
there goes your theory.
Well, dang.
And another fruit makes the top five, Starburst. So two fruits in the candy list.
That's a real fruit.
That's a real fruit, of course. That's on the food pyramid as a fruit, as a matter of fact. You can check that. Don't check that. It's not true. But so that's the top five. Skittles is number one. And I believe Skittles, as I look down, that is Florida's favorite candy?
It is.
Yes. So nationwide and in Florida.
Well, it's good to know, too, if you haven't picked up Halloween candy yet, don't waste your money on a bag of all those little mini candy bars, because according to the survey, no one wants them. They want the Skittles. They want the Reese's Cups.
You remember a candy called Whatchamacallit?
Yes.
God, those are great.
Those
I don't know if they
good.
Still make them anymore. I don't know.
They are good.
I used to dip them in peanut butter. Whew, really good. But it's called Whatchamacallit. How do you spell that?
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, don't do that. All right, rounding out the top.
Whatchamacallit? I've never even heard of that.
You've never heard of a Whatchamacallit?
No, I have not.
Oh, my God. If you all know what a Whatchamacallit is, would you text us and tell us how great they are? 800-992-1099. A Whatchamacallit, it was like a tan wrapper, kind of a tannish wrapper.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. It was great.
It was delicious.
A Whatchamacallit. Because it was all this different stuff in it. So they didn't really know what to call it. So it's a Whatchamacallit. Some other stuff in the top 10. Hot tamales. Ugh.
What? How did those make the list?
And that's a vegetable because it's a tamale. So that's technically a vegetable.
Who made this list? The hot tamale people?
Candy corn. Another vegetable makes the list.
Candy corn, yum.
Tootsie Pops was at 8. Sour Patch Kids at 9. And then Hershey's bar at number 10. Not a lot of chocolate in the top 10. I'm very surprised. It's almost like chocolate's not in anymore.
Well, I'm surprised that a Tootsie Pop made it and not a Blow Pop. The Blow Pops are the better ones, you know, with the bubble gum inside.
Yeah.
Who wants a Tootsie Pop?
Do you like Almond Joy?
No.
Mm-mm.
I don't like them.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I see a lot of those on Halloween. But yeah, I don't know. This is there's a lot of fruit and vegetables on this. So not as that was good, but Florida coming in, number one, Skittles, and that's number one for the USA as well. Texas, your favorite. It's 99.5 QYK. Eric Church is on.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Old Dominion tickets, not just tickets. Pit passes. You are in the pit with Old Dominion this Friday night. So you got Halloween Thursday, then you got Old Dominion in the pit Friday. This is an awesome, awesome end of the week. We've got Maria and Jennifer, our contestants this morning. Maria, you were the ninth caller, so you're going to go first. We're going to give you a category, Maria. You'll have 5 seconds to name one thing. After you do, Jennifer, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with one thing. Then you all just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. Remember, no repeats. All right, 5 seconds is on the clock. Melanie's in here going off about here it being National Chocolate Day.
It is.
So, in honor of that,
I can get behind.
The category is name things with chocolate in it. Maria, go.
Candy bar.
M&M's.
Brownies.
Cake.
Chocolate molten cake.
Sprinkles.
Chocolate covered cherries.
Truffles.
5 seconds has expired. Jennifer, congratulations. Old Dominion in the pit this Friday night.
Woohoo! Yay, thank you.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
So we got Monday coming up in just about 10 minutes. Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete, 99.5 QYK. Try to rescue another dog. We need y'all's help on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. But before that, this story, just because we got Monday coming up, makes so much sense. This dog, this is something my dog Barkley would do. This dog found a lighter in the house and started chewing on it.
Ugh.
He chewed on, this is in London, he chewed on it in such a way that he ignited it. And the house caught fire and the house burnt down. The dog is okay. You know, I'd never do a story with it. Not a good ending of a dog. I love dogs way too much. Dog is okay. The owners are okay. They're not happy, but the police aren't happy. The fire department's not happy. And Archie, the dog, they can't get him to make a statement. Here's the news story.
Not sure what Archie, the dog, was thinking. I don't think he was considering the consequences. Perhaps he was just trying to light a fire and then trying to work out a way of getting into the fridge and get some sausages out.
And police won't be pressing any charges.
No, I don't think so. They can't get him to make a statement.
Archie's quiet on the situation. He won't say a word about it.
He wanted to get sausages from the fridge.
Burn the house down to get sausages out of the fridge.
He's so cute.
They did say that Archie looked a little depressed after the house burnt down. And he, you know, he knew he was a bad boy.
Aww.
But he didn't mean to do it. He was just playing. But, man, could you imagine just the sheer, I mean, it's luck, but it's bad luck. Your dog's chewing on a lighter, and it sparks, and it lights the thing on fire, the carpet on fire, and the house burns down.
Oh, my gosh. Hopefully they had homeowner's insurance.
I'm sure, but my gosh, Archie, were the sausages worth it?
Bad dog.
Must have been some good sausages. It's 99.5 QIK, Thomas Rhett. This is Remember You Young, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
It is Mutt Monday, 99.5 QIK. A doctor forever friend today.
All right, this is something to get excited about. Not just Pat and Cricket from Pet Pal Animal Shelter, although they're fantastic
as
well.
Yeah, we're always excited to see them.
It is very exciting to be here, though.
Well, it's great to have you. And, of course, today you brought Burger in, who's a little six-month-old puppy.
Oh, he's a pup. He's so floppy and cute.
Floppy. He's a floppy.
Yeah, because he's got the big paws and the ears. You know, he still hasn't quite grown into him yet.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
When he walks, he's still kind of like his balance is because, you know, he's that awkward puppy stage.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you guys bonded really well.
We did. I think him and I are buddies already. Yeah.
We've already got dogs. We've already got them. Every time she's trying to convince us to adopt more and more dogs.
We're about ready to go over to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page, and you'll see a video of Burger. You'll get to meet him. Inevitably, we'll get a dozen comments or inbox messages. People go, why don't you take him? I said, listen, we do a dog a week. That would be 50, over 50 dogs a year if we took them all.
Seriously.
We can't do that.
And so many other people are looking for dogs right now.
Yep.
They are in the market for a dog. And there's so many amazing dogs at Pet Pal that need homes. So.
Oh, yeah.
You can find a perfect dog this week at Pet Pal.
He's really
and have
cute.
Them all dressed up in their Halloween costume by Thursday night.
There you go.
Yeah,
so,
good idea. He could be a cow.
Look at this guy.
He could be a cow. He's all black and white.
He's got black and white. Oh, God, he'd be a great cow. He could be the Chick-fil-A mascot.
He really could. He's adorable.
Good idea.
Burger, you got. Well, you can't call him Burger if he's Chick-fil-A mascot.
That'd be weird. That would make sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
The branding's a little off.
Okay, a little off brand, but we'll figure it out. All right, so let's go over to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. That's Pat and Cricket, Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete. Great people there. They do great, great work. And there are some dogs there that have been there longer than they should. And they would love for you guys to take a little look-see at them. And maybe have them all dressed up by Thursday at your house for Halloween.
Yep, new family member, new costume, everything by Thursday.
All right, let's go.
Sounds good. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you all for being here. Pet Pal Animal Shelter, we'll see you in the Mark and Melanie Facebook page.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
So Carrie Underwood's doing a show in Oklahoma over the weekend. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie. You know, this is where she's from. This is where she grew up.
Yep.
She's an Oklahoma girl. Well, she's got this song called The Champion, and Ludacris does a rap on it, okay? Ludacris was not available to make it to Oklahoma this weekend, so Carrie's like, well, I gotta have somebody do the rap part. My fans love the song. She's like, hey, Mom, how about rapping the Luda part? And her mom said, yeah.
I cannot believe that she did it.
Her mom gets on stage, and I mean, just thrashes it. Listen to this.
Say it's for the courage I possess through the drama. A is for the hurt, but it's all for the honor. A is for my attitude, working through the patience.
Money comes and goes,
so the M is for motivation.
Gotta stay consistent.
The P is to persevere. I is for integrity.
And the M is to
persevere. That's Carrie Underwood's mom rapping on stage with her. Unbelievable. I'm out of breath listening to it.
Same.
And I can't imagine what it was like doing it. That takes a lot of stamina, plus you're in front of thousands and thousands of people. So
Mom must be in shape.
Oh, man.
I would be.
But you know what I was thinking? Like, so you're Carrie Underwood's mom. You've done a fantastic job raising this amazing woman who, you know, she's not just a performer and an artist. She's a songwriter. She's a businesswoman. She's got a line of products. She does workout.
Her workout apparel.
Yeah, I mean, she just wrote a book. So it's incredible. And I'm sure she goes, gosh, what can I do next to create another memory with my daughter? I got it. I'll pretend I'm Ludacris and I'll rap with her. Excellent.
Well done, Mom.
Excellent
well
work.
Done.
Carrie Underwood and her mom.
99.5. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Yeah, there sure are. Montana proving that today. So this guy is driving. He's driving a little erratically.
All right.
Police pull him over. Sir, you're driving a little erratically. What's going on? Well, I just left Yellowstone National Park. Police say, okay, but why are you driving erratically? And he goes, well, duh. I just saw Yogi Bear.
Okay. I have had it, boo-boo. I'm going to bust out of here.
How come, Yogi?
Every day it's the same old thing. Look at the bears, look at the bears, look at the bears. Sheesh.
So the police say, what do you mean you saw Yogi Bear? And he says, he was at Yellowstone National Park. He talked to me. It was upsetting. And so I had to speed out of there. And they said, sir, you're going to need to get out of the car. We need to make sure everything's okay because we don't really believe you saw Yogi Bear. He said, fine.
Yeah, mainly because he's a cartoon character.
Right. Because it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they get him out of the car, and they said, can we search your car? He said, fine. They search the car. Ah, 8 pounds of math.
Oh,
man.
Wow.
8 pounds. Which then the police believe that he did see Yogi Bear. Because then it becomes a believable story. The man was arrested.
He is not smarter than the average bear.
Ladies and gentlemen, those are nutbags north of Florida. I'd love seeing the cop's face. Hey, why are you driving crazy? Oh, duh, I just saw Yogi Bear. Yeah, you're going to need to step out of the car.
Yeah, we're going to need to.
Yeah, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
All right, this is great. So his dad, this little boy's dad is trying. He's filming his kid. They're doing potty training. And as you know, as a parent, this is a very, this is a challenging part of life, right? Because this is a skill your kids absolutely need. You can't slack on this.
Very important.
There must be a success right here of 100%. Listen to this as the kid denying that he's gone.
Number two.
Here it is.
I did poop. I peed.
I peed.
Did you?
I
This is,
are you funny?
I can't.
Daddy.
Yeah.
The dad's crying.
It's sad, Daddy.
I'm trying so hard to not laugh. I'm crying. It's I'm funny. It's really funny. You're a funny guy.
It's sad, Daddy.
No, you're sad, Daddy. Oh.
Did you poop?
Did you poop?
No. It's sad, Daddy.
No, I'm very happy.
No.
I'm very happy. Did you poop?
No, I did.
I didn't. This kid is absolutely great. So, excellent video. You can go and check it out. It's a blog on 995QIK.com. You can go to the Morning Crew section of that. Watch that video.
That's his story, and he's sticking to it.
That's a story, sticking to it. He peed as he said.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.